おはようございます。
おはようございます。
モーニング。さて、先週のアツさんの説教覚えてますでしょうか。
Do you remember what Atsushi preached about this last Sunday?
石坂さんの人はいろいろ忘れてしまいます、
Probably there are some of you who、can't remember.
これですかね。これ説教の次にありました。
So for those who weren't here last week, and then for those who don't remember, just as a review,、this is basically what he, this was the content of his、message last Sunday.
イエス様の働きは自分たちの周りもあるんだよ。イエス様の恵み、働きの恵みがあるんだよということにまず気づく。
The importance of noticing, noticing God at work, noticing Christ active in our lives.And feeling the grace, the blessing of that. That's the first point, is noticing Christ. And then secondly,、sharing that, sharing the goodness of Jesus and what he's doing with others. And then through that sharing, we also invite them. We invite them to be participants in that goodness in Christ.And he also made one point. He said, you know, in order for us to do this regularly, in order for us to do this daily, it requires practice.
で、この中で特にね、分かち合うっていうことについて今日は見ていきたいと思います。
And so today,、my message、from 1 Corinthians 9 is specifically focusing on, especially number 2, on the sharing of the gospel with others.
今日、ね、先ほど生まれた、テストでパウロは、すべてを福音のためにすべての人にすべてのものとなるすべての人の奴隷になる。
So in the scripture that was just read this morning、Paul is saying here、all for the gospel、to all people becoming all things and becoming the slave of all people。
パウロはこのメッセージで熱く語ってるんです。
Paul is passionately saying these things to the church in Corinth.
聞こえはね、素晴らしいんですけど。
And it sounds really amazing and it moves our heart with his passion.
実際にやってみるとなると多分すごく難しいことだと思う。
But to actually live this, to actually put this into practice in our lives today is very challenging.
それどころか、誰が好き好んで奴隷になりたがる人がいるんでしょうって思うのが正直なところ。
And let's be honest. How many of us want to raise our hands and say, I want to become the slave of every other person?
じゃあなんでパウロはこんなメッセージを、ね、語れたんでしょうか?
So why did Paul speak this message?
なんでこんな生き方をすることができたの?
How was he able to live this in his life?
パウロは素晴らしい人でした。
Paul was an amazing man.
たくさんの教会、たくさんの人たちと素晴らしい手紙を書いて聖書として残ってます。
He helped plant many churches and he wrote many letters that we can read today in scripture.
でも、パウロがそれだけすごかったからではないんです。
But he wasn't great because of all of these things that he did.
私たちもそうなれる。
We can also become like Paul. We have the opportunity to do that.
だからパウロは今日のことを通してその目的と素晴らしさを分かち合ってくれています。
And so、we see what was great. Not that Paul was great, but that the gospel who transformed Paul was great. And we have that opportunity to participate in that goodness too.
それによって恵みすら、ね、受けることになるってことを僕は言っています。
And Paul says, when we do that, we can experience the truest blessings of the gospel in our own lives as well.
Don't we love us some ramen? 50年以上、ね、厨房でラーメンを作り続けているあるラーメン職員の方がこんなことを本に書いています。
There was a book that was written by、a man who for 50 years has made ramen. And、these were some of the things that he said about ramen and making ramen.
世の中には繁盛しているラーメン屋もあれば今一つ繁盛していないラーメン屋もある。その差が生まれる原因の一つが味のムラである。
There are all kinds of ramen shops in the world、some that are successful, some that are not successful, But there is a reason for the success of certain ramen shops. It's their ability to consistently produce the same product, the same flavor. If you go to the same ramen shop and every time the flavor of that ramen changes, you don't continue going to that shop.
またこんなことも言っています。ラーメンは非常にデリケートな食べ物である。食材が変わればもちろんのこと、その日の天候によっても味は大きく左右される。
He also wrote, ramen is a very delicate food. Because, of course, if you change what you put in the ramen, that changes the flavor. But also, the weather affects the flavor of the ramen as you're making it.
いつも同じ材料を使って同じ時間練ればいつも同じ麺が打てるというわけではない。
Even if you use the same things to make the noodles, even if you do it with the same process, the same amount of time, on different days you can come up, with different noodles.
麺を作るとき、練るときにこう大事なのは水の量らしいんですけど、ちょっとこう天候、湿気とかによって変えないと同じ麺、同じ硬さの麺は作れないということです。
So, the people who make ramen, when they make the noodles, you have to kind of look at the weather, and based on the weather, you have to change the amount of water that you put into, in with the flour and all of the stuff that you do to make the noodles, because if you don't do that, the consistency ofthe dough for the noodles will change and that will affect the flavor and the quality of the noodle.
で、スープも麺と同じらしいです。
And not just the noodle, but the soup is also the same.
天候だったり、自分のこう作る人の感情とか体調の変化で味はガラッと変わっちゃうらしいです。
So you have to look at the weather and see what the weather is like as you're thinking about making the soup. But also, the person who's making the soup,What is your emotional state? What is your psychological state at that moment? That also can change the flavor of the soup.
だから変わらない良い味ってものを作り続けるためには、こう天候とか自分のコンディションとか、そういうのを全部考慮して、具材の配分、量の、配分とか、その作り方を変えていかなければ、それは作れないってことです。
So to have the flavor that never changes, that everybody expects, you have to look at the weather that always changes, your emotions that always change, and you have to work with all of these different factors in making that perfect bowl of ramen.
で、ラーメンと同じように、ね、良いものをそのまま良いものとして伝えるためには、福音をそのまま福音として伝えるためには、自分たちも変えていかなければいけないことがあるのかもしれない。
And we could say the same thing about the gospel. In order to share the best gospel, the only gospel that there is, there are all kinds of factors that change. And so we have to change or adjust ourselves in order to be able to share that good gospel to all people.
今日の20節から22節を見てみますと、パウロはこのように言ってます。ユダヤ人にはユダヤ人のようになりました。立法の下にある人々には私自身は立法の下にはいませんが立法の下にあるもののようになりました立法を持たない人々に対しては私は神の立法の外にあるものではなくキリストの立法を守るものですが立法を持たないもののようになりました弱い人々には弱いものとなりましたすべての人にすべてのものとなりました
So Paul hints at this, if you look at verses 20 through 22, that's specifically what he's speaking to when he says, to the Jews I became like a Jew. To those under the law, I became like one who was under the law. To those who didn't have a law, I became like someone who was not under the law, even though I'm under God's law through Christ. And to the weak, I became weak.
少し言い換えて言うなら、古くからの伝統を大切に思っている人に対しては、伝統を大切に思っている人に対する接し方があると思います。
So becoming all things to all people, we have to think about the receivers of the message. For example, people who really value traditions, we have to think about how we can express it in a way that values traditions. traditions.
決まりを守ることに厳しい人に対しては、決まりを守ることに厳しい人への接し方がある。
There's a way to communicate to those who feel really strongly that things have to be done a certain way. You have to, again, adjust yourself, to the way that they have their expectations so that you can effectively communicate the gospel to those people.
逆にそうじゃない人に対してはそうじゃない人への接し方があります。
And for people who are more free or who are more relaxed, you also have to adjust yourself to become more free and more relaxed to them so that you can communicate the gospel to them.
神様を知らない人に対しては神様を知らない人に対する接し方があります。
For people who don't know God at all, there's another way, there's a different way to communicate who God is.
信仰が弱い人に対しては信仰が弱い人に対する接し方があります。
For people who have very new or have weak faith, there's another way that we have to communicate the gospel to them. And so we have to, again, adjust for them, for where they are.
つまりは、まず、その人のようになってみることが大事だとパウロは言っています。
So what Paul is saying is, it's important to consider who is the receiver? Who is the receiver of the gospel? And how do we adjust ourselves to where they are?
それはその人の大切にしているものとか興味関心を持っているものを理解するため。
And so it requires more effort on our part because we have to show love and interest in them to the point of trying to understand their feelings, to understand the things that they are interested in, to find that connector so that we can share that.
その人はどんな生き方をしていて、どんなことに悩み苦しんでいて、どんなものを必要としていて、どんなものにとらわれてしまっているのか。
How is that person living? What is their lifestyle? What kinds of things are they worried about? What kinds of things do they have needs for? In what kinds of things are they bound? We have to think about all of those things before we even begin to share the gospel with them.
そういったことを上から目線で偉そうにするんじゃなくて愛を持って手に下って相手の立場に立って寄り添って理解していく。
And it's important that we don't look down on people that, oh, I'm the great person who has the gospel and so I have to adjust myself to you lowly person who doesn't know. But rather, it's out of love. It's coming beside the person and really trying to become like them.
そうやってその人のことをね、まず理解できるから、分かっちゃうことがある。
If you don't understand your audience, you cannot communicate, the gospel effectively to that audience.
若者に合った時間の過ごし方があります。
For young people have a way that they hang out.
5年配の方に合った時間の過ごし方があります。
And elderly people have a way that they spend their time as well.
男性には男性の考え方に沿った会話の仕方がある。女性には女性の感じ方を大事にした言葉のかけ方がある。
Guys got the way with their guys, and girls, they didn't like to have their little girl time.
日本人には日本人だからこその悩みや縛りがあります。
Japanese people have their own sets of concerns and struggles in their life.
アメリカ人、カナダ人、フィリピン人、韓国人。インドネシア人、ロシア人、マレーシア人、イタリア人、香港人、インド人、みは、その国出身だからこその悩みや縛りがある。
Americans, Canadians, Filipinos, Koreans, Indonesians, Russians, Malaysians, Italians, people from Hong Kong, Indians, all of these different people from all of these different countries all have their own sets of.Challenges, their own sets of culture, their own sets of life that they are facing and questions that they're asking.
母国を離れて暮らす人にはその人のね、ならではの必要や悩みがあります。
We also have to understand people who are not living in their home culture. There's a certain set of challenges and struggles that those people have.
元気な人には元気な人の接し方があるし、体調を崩せる人には体調の崩せる人への接し方があります。
People who are full of joy, there's a different way to communicate the gospel with them. Other people who are struggling or who are not healthy, there's a different way to communicate the gospel and show the gospel to them.
それぞれの文化、言葉、好きな食べ物、時間の使い方、努力していること、体や心の状態、いろんなことでこう違いが私たちはあります。そしてまたいろんなところで共通点があります。
people's cultures, people's language, people's food, their way of using time, their mind, their body. There's all kinds of different, there's variety in all of that, and then there are certain things that everybody is the same.
その人その人に寄り添うこと、その人の目線に立って考えること、それが大事だと思います。
So Paul is really trying to say to us that we really want to try again to understand the people, where they are, where they're standing, where they are in their life, before we try to communicate the gospel to them.
言い方とか、ね、意味はちょっと強まるかもしれませんが、それがパウロがここで言う奴隷になるということなんじゃないでしょうか。
And then this is where Paul says that's what it means to become the slave of other people. And that seems that's a strong word. The word slave is a strong word. But that's the word that he chooses to use.
まあ、奴隷というのは主人に使えるもの。
So the slave is one who obeys the master, who serves the master.
なので奴隷になるというのは使えるものになるとも言い換えられるかもしれません。
So I think we could also say that the person who serves the other.
でもそれはこう自分自身の力でね、自分自身を何とか説得して、無理やり頑張って我慢してやると、もう少しの間できるかもしれないですけど、すぐ疲れてしまうというとこう、怒りとか不満がね、出てくる、そう思います。
But one of the things that we need to be aware of, that we need to be careful of when we think about this and when we decide, okay, I want to do this, is that when we try to do this by our own power, we might be able to do it for a certain amount of time. If we try to do it by our own knowledge, by our own experience, we can do it maybe for a little while, but definitely we will get tired. Definitely we will get frustrated. Definitely we will make a mistake and we will give up.
皆さんにまずちょっと気づいてほしいのは、これ私毎週祈ってますよ。
But have you realized that we actually every week as a church family we pray these words. We ask God to do this through us.
愛し使えるため平和を持っていきます。毎週礼拝最後言って出てきます。
At the very end of worship, every Sunday when we come together as a church family here.We always pray these last words together. We go in peace to love and serve.
神様の救いが与えられて、神様のその恵みの下で生きる自分たちの自由が与えられています。
We have been given God's salvation, and through that grace, we live in freedom.
もちろんパウロもそうです。
And Paul was the same.
でもその自由なパウロがなぜ使えるものになることを選んだんですか?
So why was Paul, who was completely free in Christ, choosing to make himself in the humble position of a servant?
それを理解する鍵が、そのパウロの言葉にある心、パウロの姿勢、思いにあると思います。
I think we can understand the key to Paul's doing that through his words, through his heart. I think his words reveal his heart, his thinking, and his example.
Paul の人生にはある人との出会いが
あります。In Paul's life, there was somebody that he met.
そしてその人との出会いによって、パウロの人生は大きく変えられました。
And through meeting that person, Paul's life was changed drastically.
それがイエス様でした。
And that was Jesus.
主イエス・キリストは神の独り子、神様と共にあり、神様としての権威を持っておられたのに、それを捨てて一人の人間となってください。
Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Messiah, the one and only Son of God. He was with God, and He was God, and He had God's power, and God's authority, and God's strength. And yet, He chose to give that up and become a human like us.
あのベツレヘムという町で汚い馬小屋の中です。もう弱く貧しい、まさに無力な赤ん坊の姿で。
He He was born in some nowheresville town called Bethlehem. He was born in a stable. Nobody knows where that is. Where animals live. I mean, stinky, gross, ew, loud, dirty. He came in the form of a child, a baby. That's about the weakest, most vulnerable form that you can come. And he came to dwell and be with us. And Jesus, without having any expectation on the other, he chose to be with all of us. All of us who have weakness. All of us who fail. All of us have poverty in some way. All of us who have some kind of struggle or sadness. He chose to dwell with us. And he healed and he spoke the message that God's kingdom was arriving. And at the end, he took on all of our sin, he took on all of our brokenness, and he carried that to the cross. And he did that without any expectation of us repaying him for that. The people who were closest to him gave up. They were afraid and they ran away from him. And he himself, lonely, hung on the cross. He had no sin. There's no reason why he should be the one to die, but he took that on for us, and he died so that our sins might be forgiven by God the Father. And 3 days later, by God's grace and power, he was resurrected. And it's because of his resurrection that we have victory over death, that he conquered sin and he conquered death. And so we can live forgiven. We can live free of our sin. We can live under the blessing of the grace of God today. That is our salvation. And that's grace that is given freely to us. We receive that grace not because we buy it with our money, not because we try to do a lot of good things in order to earn it and deserve it. Jesus paid for that with the price of his own life. If we just believe it, if we just believe it and we accept it, we can receive that gift of grace. That is the gospel of Christ. That is the good news of the gospel. So why did God choose to send his one and only son, the son that he loves so much, and send him into this mess that we are a part of?
イエス様はなんで何もかけることがなかったです。イエス、父なる神様のもとを離れて その権威と権力を全て捨てて何の報いもないと分かっていながらこの地上になんで来てくれたのか。
Why would Jesus choose to do that? Why would Jesus choose to leave the comfort and the goodness of that relationship, that intimacy with his Father, the power, the authority? Why would he willingly choose to give that up to become like us?
たとえ自分がこうじゃ地上に来て、神様の御心のために地上に来て、神様への道を、ね、人間のために作ったとしても、人間がそれをこう渡って受け入れて神様の元に帰るかといったらそんな保証はなかった。
Think about it. If God sent to you, okay, I want you to go to earth and I want you to go and be with all of these people and you are going to die a painful death. You're going to give up your life. Oh, and by the way, there's no guarantee that anybody will agreeTo receive that. There's no guarantee that anybody will accept the salvation through your sacrifice. What would you do?
もしかしたら全ての人間に無視されて、誰にも相手にされなくて、全てが無意味に、その死すら無意味に終わってたかもしれない。
Maybe they will ignore you. Maybe they will keep running after another way. Maybe there will be no reason and no purpose.To what you tried to do.
でもイエス様は来てください。なぜですか?
But even with that risk, Jesus chose to come and be with us. Why?
お子さんを、ね、お持ちの方はよく分かっていらっしゃると思いますが、親っていうのはまだ幼い赤ん坊のおむつを替えたり、ご飯を食べさせたり、何から何までお世話をする。
All of us know about how cute and beautiful babies are. I mean, some people don't really like babies, okay? But all of us at least understand the idea that babies are cute and beautiful, okay? And when the parent sees their child, and they will do anything for their child. They will change those dirty diapers. They will feed them. They will make the sacrifices that they need to feed and care for that child and make sure that that child is protected.
どんなに良くしても、どんなにその赤ちゃんのために犠牲を払っても、赤ちゃんは給料を払ってくれません。
No matter how hard the parents work for that child, no matter how much sacrifice, they do for that baby, I'm pretty sure there has never been a baby that pays their parents for what they do for them.
何の報いもありません。
There is no, benefit to the parents.There's nothing that they receive, for doing that.
それどころか、子育てでも疲れてるのに、真夜中夜泣きで起こされますよね。
And you're tired, you have to give up a lot of your own time. In the middle of the night, they cry, so you don't get to sleep. And you have to get up and stay up with them all night. Why in the world would anybody choose to do that?
そう、なんで毎日その世話を、赤ちゃんの世話をし続けるんですか。
Why in the world would anybody want to have a baby?
神様はイエス様のことを送ってくださいますか?
God sent Jesus to this world.
それほど神様が私たち人間のことを愛していた。
That's how he shows how much he loves us.
愛おしく思ってたからです。
That's how much he wanted us to be with him.
大切に思っていてくれたから。
How much he values us.
神のもとを離れて苦しみにさまっている私人間を見て神様は心を痛められた。
He saw how much pain we have, how much hurt we have because we chose to separate ourselves from him and he felt that pain.
そんな苦しんでいる私たちを見てね、どうにかその苦しみから救い出して自分のもとに連れ戻したいと神様は思っていた。
And he loved us so much that he wanted to remove that pain. He wanted to free us. And he wanted us to be back in an intimate relationship together with him.
イエス様のうちにはその神様の心があります。
In Jesus, we can see the heart, the will, the mission of God.
お父さんの御心がなるように、お父さんの御心のままに、イエス様は見守っている。
Jesus always prayed, that this is the will of the Father, and I pray, that God's will be done.
イエス様の思いは、この神様の思いと。
Jesus' thoughts, Jesus' desires completely connected and completely covered and were the same as God. I would maybe say that Paul similarly had the same kind of desire. He was showing the same kind of heart.
だからパウロはイエス様の姿に習って喜んで全ての人の奴隷になることができたんだと。
So that's why he was able to look at Jesus, look at the ultimate servant, and himself make the choice to become a servant to others.
何の見返りもないのにイエス様がそこまでしてくれた。だから今この命がある。だから今この瞬間がある。
This is what Jesus did for us without any guarantee.So if Jesus, my Lord and Savior, can do that, then I also want to do that like Him.
それならその神様の御心を福音を表すために生きていきたい。パウロはそう思っている。
I want to see the heart of God, the will of God to be accomplished. I want to see the goodness of the gospel be lived and experienced in each person's life. So I will become a slave to them.
だからすべてのことを福音のためにしたし。すべての人にすべてのものとなれた。自由なものでありながらすべての人の奴隷となれたじゃないですか。
That's what he means when he says, I become all things to all people. That I will do everything for the gospel. And that even though I am free, I will become a slave to all.
それはもしかしたらよくわからないかもしれません。でも神様の御心って、そう、神様の御心を聞いても何かこうスケールが大きなものでよくわかんないかもしれません。
Sometimes we hear, okay, the heart or the will of God, and we don't, honestly, we don't really even know what that means. We don't know how to know that.
イエス様の十字架の話を聞いても何かこうピンと自分の人生とこうなんかリンクしないなって、思うかもしれない。
We hear people passionately talk about the cross of Christ, but it just really doesn't connect with us in a meaningful way.
でもまず信仰を持ってイエス様の姿に習って自分の力とか自分の権力は全部捨てて実際に全ての人に使えるものとなってみてください。
In that moment, just take a step of faith. Look at how Jesus lived, what he said, what he did. Give up your own thoughts. Give up what you would naturally think to say or naturallythink to do and try like Jesus to become a servant to other people. It will definitely be a challenge. It may be annoying to you. You may have many struggles because of that choice. You may become embarrassed. You may become hurt through that process. Fear and worry and may well up within you as you think about, well, what will happen if I
こんなことする意味がわからないし全然理解できないし全然割に合わないって思うかもしれない。
You may think, I don't know if there's any reason or any purpose to what I'm doing. I don't know if this is going to make any difference.
でもそうやってこうもうじゃこんなことやってらんねえよって投げ出す前に一度イエス様のことを思い出す。
And just when you're about to say, okay, that's it, I give up. Just before that, look one more time at Jesus, what he said, what he did, and try again to be like him.
イエス様がまず私たちのために同じ苦しみの道を歩んでくださったことを思い出します。
And when you do that, you will see that Jesus was faced with those same challenges that we had. He had those same feelings.
それを経験することによって私たちはイエス様の経験した苦しみをもう少し深く分かることになる。
And by doing that, we may actually begin to experience and understand the depth of the challenges that Jesus himself faced.
それは同時に神様がどれだけ私たちのことを愛してくれているか、大切に思っているか、それをより知ることになる。
Even better, we may begin to understand how much Jesus loves us that he was willing to do that for us individually and as a group.
つまりは神様の御心をより深く知ることだ。
In other words, through time we begin to know the heart, the will, the mission of God himself.
神様の御心を知るなら、神様の御心に触れるなら、まあそういうことなら、 もうちょっと休んでいいかなって。もしかしたら2回目は1回目よりもほんの少し喜びがあった。
As we come to know the heart of God, as we come to know His love, that was difficult. But it was good. Let's try it again one more time. And over time, we might actually find that God's joy wells up in us as we continue to do this more and more.
奴隷になりたいなんて絶対ありえないと思っていたはずが、使えれば使えるほどより神様の愛の大きさを知って使える喜びを経験していくことになる。
I don't think anybody puts on their list, I want to become a slave. But by doing so, by just trying it, we may actually find the deeper joy in doing that.
これは福音を分かち合うときに与えられる。
I think that's what he's talking about in verse 23 when he says, I do all of this for the sake of the gospel that I may share in its blessings. Our life, when our hearts, when our desires align with God, when they become what God's own heart is, we will definitely find these things. That there is not death there, but there is life. There is not judgment there, there is forgiveness. There is not a struggle there, there is freedom. There is not fear, there is peace.
そうやって少しずつ、少しずつこの世界は変えられていきます。
And that is what can change this world.
そういう世界に住んでみたいと思います。
Would you like to live in that kind of changed, transformed world?
暗闇ではなく光がある世界。
Would you like to live in a world that is full of light, not darkness?
争いや分裂ではなくて和解がある世界。
Would you like to live in a world that is full of reconciliation rather than war and division?
悲しみではなく喜びがある世界。
Would you like to live in a world that is full of joy?Rather than sadness.
恐れではなく愛がある。
Would you like to live in a world that is full of love instead of fear?
そういう世界に住めるんです。
We can live in that kind of world.
これも福音を分かち合うことで与えられる恵みです。
That's the grace of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
皆さんがもし美味しいラーメン屋さんを見つけたら、あそこのラーメン屋さんめっちゃうまいんだよってシェアします。
If you go to a ramen shop and you find the best ramen in town, what do you think you would do? Would you go to somebody else who you love, who you care about, and say, I am telling you that ramen is the bomb?
いや、そこめっちゃうまかったから、もうこれ絶対誰にも言わないで、秘密にして独り占めしよう。
Or would you be the kind of person that's like, oh, this is the best ramen. I am not going to tell anybody. I'm going to keep this to myself, and I'm going to just eat it by myself. I'm not going to let anybody know about this place. I don't think there's anybody who would do that.
それが自分の好きなものがなおさら、絶対誰、他の人にも伝えたいと思うし、その良さを、ね、一緒に分かっちゃったときは、その喜びが倍増するはずです。
When you have something that you really love, something that's really good, something that tastes good, or something that you enjoy, you can have fun, you can have pleasure, you can have joy in experiencing that. But that joy multiplies when you share that with other people and you see the joy that they also receive from it. The gospel is the same.
分かち合って、それを受け取ってもらった時の喜びは自分自身の救い、自分自身が救われた時よりも
はるかに大きな。When we share that with somebody else and we see the joy that they receive in taking that on and hearing that and in living it and accepting it into their lives, our joy becomes even more than the joy that we had when we received it ourselves.
これも福音を分かち合うことで与えられる。
That is what it means to be sharing in the blessings of the gospel.
いろいろあるけど、すべてのことを福音のためにやってみたいなって思ってもらえたら、
Maybe lots of things that are going to happen in this next week. But what if each of us decide this week I'm going to do everything this week as a way to try to share the gospel.
これちょっと挑戦してみて使えるものになって過ごしてみようかなって思ってもらったんです。
I am going to try to become a person who intentionally tries to serve every person that I meet.
これなんか大変なことが起こったら一度イエス様のことを思い出してみようかなって思った
。It's going to be difficult, but I am going to try to be conscious of God.I'm going to be conscious of Jesus, of His way of living, of His way of thinking, of His way of being, and I'm going to try to live that this week.
お願いします。
いらっしゃいます。愛の神様、私たちのお父さん、あなたのその素晴らしい皆を賛美します。
Heavenly Father of Love, You are our Father.And we praise your holy name.
あなたの御国が来ますように。
We pray that your kingdom would come in its fullness.
あなたの御心が天で行われるようにこの地でも行われますように。
We pray that your will would be done here on this earth in the same way that it is being done all the time in heaven.
そのためにまず自分たちから始めさせてください。
Please start that. Please start that your will would be done first and foremost within us and within our lives.
まず自分たちのうちにあなたの御心を与えてください。
Please give us your heart, your will, your mission.
私たちは不完全な存在です。
We are imperfect people.
自分の思いや考えをいつも優先してしまい、福音を傷つけ、福音の妨げとなってしまいます。
We confess that we give in to our own thoughts, our own values. We put ourselves first, what we think is right, what we think is good. And we damage the gospel. And we say that we're sorry to you for that.
神様、あなたの御心を理解できるように助けてください。
Please, would you help us to understand?Would you give us the strength? Would you give us the power through your Spirit to know and to experience and to live your will being done?
聖霊様、自分たちの心がイエス様のそれと同じように変えられるように助けてください。
Through the Holy Spirit, we pray that you would give us the same kind of heart that Jesus himself had.
イエス様が私たちのためにそうしてくださったように、私たちもすべての人に喜んで使えるものとなることができますよ。
In the same way that Jesus came and chose to serve us and to give himself for us, we pray, God, that you would give us joy to be servants to other people.
そのために、私たち一人一人を謙虚な心を持った、柔和なものへと変えてください。
Give us hearts of humility. Give us hearts that are focused on your goodness. And please change us.
福音が多くの人の心に伝えられて、あなたの御国が広がっていきます。
Through all people hearing and knowing and experiencing, receiving your gospel, may your kingdom continue to expand and grow this week in ways that we will see.In this city, in this prefecture, in this nation, in this world.
今週私たちがするすべてのことを福音のためにしていくことができますように。
And help us to be able to do all things for the gospel of Christ.
私たちの主イエス様のお名前で祈ります。
We pray this in the name of Jesus, who is our Savior, who is our Lord, who is our example, and is the author and perfecter of our faith.